Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Who describes that Rachmana Libabai, Hashem wants her heart, and the Messias Hashem has a line that we don't really control it so much. It's interesting, and I'm very fascinated that the Chinuch says Libai is Maser La'adam, we control the heart. And there's a line in Messias Hasharim that I want to study with the guys, B'li Nedi, the tomorrow, the next day. I want to study a line in Messias Hasharim where he says, really, the main access point to the Pnimius, the main place we can work on is through action. We'll see Messias Hasharim, I'd like to see it. But this line that the Chinuch says Libay is Maser Ladam, that we could control our heart. And we say control our heart is conversations. We could actually be Miyasher our inside with conversation, with dialogue, with talk. There's a way that we could be Miyasher our heart. So I wanted to read a little bit from the Ibn Ezra. And then say a chiddush. Maisha, I want to share a chiddush with the chevra. First, I want to discuss the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, he says something fascinating, talking about leisachmeid, not desiring what somebody else has. He says an ish kfari, a villager, that has correct das and sees a bas melech shu yafa. A villager who sees a daughter of the king is very pretty, attractive, layachmer, I say, he doesn't desire her, belibay, sheyishkavima, he doesn't want her, ki yideya ki zelo yitachin, it's not possible, it's not shayach to me. And he says a chiddush, this is wild, the Ibn Ezra writes, that a person has no taiva for his mother, even if she's yafe, because min urav he knows she's aser to me. Amazing, Ibn Ezra says a person does not have a taiva for a relative, for a mama. And Ibn Ezra says, because minu'urav, he knows she's off-lim, she's aser to me. And since it's clear it's not shayach to me, his inside doesn't desire. Which says what his inside does desire is the sense that it's shayach to me. It gives a path how to work with our inside. We spoke from the Chinuch that the Iker of Leisachmeid is to come to a place of happy with what I have. I have what I need and I need what I have. Histapkus b'mashi yeshli. And he says the reason, a chiddush nifla of Ibn Ezra, he says somebody does not have a taiva for a parent because from young, he's ragil that this is not for me. He knows from a young age she has surulai, and because of that, he doesn't desire. So he says, the person, Isha Yafa, I mammon, if a person knows that I only have the things that Chalak Layashem, that's not shayach to me, he says the person will not desire it. He speaks about Sameach Bechelkai, the Ibn Ezra. He says a person, Sameach Bechelkai, and he doesn't have on his heart to desire Davar Sheina Shalai. Hashem didn't want me to have this. That's not what I need for my shleimus. I want to share pshat in the pasuk, perhaps b'derech efsher. The pasuk says, and that many have said pshatim on this pasuk. I want to talk about this pasuk. Maishla. The pasuk says, "Soinei matanas yichya." If you hate gifts, you live. Sainei matana, somebody who hates gifts, yichya will live. It's very interesting. What is a sainei matana? Who's a sainei? Even the words, we all know people who are like very into taking and are big takers. There's another madrega, guy's not a taker, but sainei matana, he like hates taking? Interesting that such a person, sainei matana, says yichya, such a person lives. Now, what's this Sainei Matanis that's full of chias? What is that? Who is this person and what is this person that's a Sainei Matanis? I'll be honest, we really have to think, do you know anybody who Sainei Matanis hates gifts? Somebody could say it. Mamish, really? We all are a good gift. I like that. They feel tied, you said?
Yeah.
I love that Martcha. I love that Martcha. You know who says like you?
What do you say?
The Kreis, no, not the Kreis of a place. No, no, no. I'm going to say what Martcha says on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch. Daniel, come on. Kalish, one second. I'll tell you who says like. Yeah, in the back.
No.
He says. I'll tell you. Not on the bottom. On the bottom. The tour. The bottom of the tour. Yeah. Drisha and Prisha. What's his other save? The Drisha and the Prisha. Sma. Yeah. The Drisha and the Prisha. The Sma wrote three svarim on Shulchan Aruch. The Sma, Drisha, and Prisha. In one of the svarim, he writes, I saw the Drisha says, the Sma says, it's in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch, and he writes that the reason, why do you live if you hate gifts? He says that the purpose of life is for free choice. We hear, b'charta b'chaim, free choice. People who are beholden, who sell out, have no free choice, they sell out. They have to please this one, please that one. He says that Saini Matanis is a free agent. He's not beholden to anybody. So Martcha brilliantly said, people are Saini Matanis, they don't want to sell out. I'm not saying what he was on the inside. I can't say this. I was too young. I do want to say that he didn't sell out in the yeshiva. Many yeshivas have boards and all different things. And the yeshiva, whatever, to make sure this one's, he was like very stark to do things what's true and what's right and not to sell out. Literally a big donor of the yeshiva, literally he met with him and he told the guy that, by the way, your pay is not too short. Like while he was meeting, by the way, can I have $4 million? Whatever he was asking for, literally, I've heard this from reliable sources. He told the guy, "You pay us not too short." At a meeting that was important, I think I heard it from him. It's years ago. I think my Rebbe himself told me this happened, but he told him he criticized the guy's pay. What I'm getting at is that there was a bechin of a sayni matanas that he didn't sell himself out. His own opinion, his own shitas. So there's some pshat, the Sma says such a pshat, that we're born for bechira, for choice. Sayne Matanis is somebody who doesn't sell out his choice, is not beholden to everybody. Free man is not beholden to this one, to that one. That's a Sayne Matanis. There could be such a pshat. The reason it says Yechia, they'll live, is because we're born for choice. And Sayne Matanis maintains choice, is not beholden. It's the opposite. Somebody who's completely sold out. And at this point, doesn't have any opinions of their own. They owe this one, they owe that one. They're just really, really sold out. I'll tell you something interesting. A credit to my wife's father. He was a city planner of Cleveland for many years. And legally, people are allowed to gift him with a lot of things up to a certain value. He had Cavaliers tickets, parking tickets. When I say parking, like the right to park different places, the theater would send him tickets. There's a certain amount they're allowed to send the government official money. And they would send him money, all these different organizations in Cleveland who wanted to build further, bigger stadiums, always wanted to do construction. And he would have to sign off. He was the city planner of Cleveland. So if you wanted to build this, that, he had to sign off. So a lot of different organizations would send him tickets and the like. He sent every penny back. He told me he'd send everything back. He didn't want to be beholden. He didn't want to be bought. Even a legal amount, they send him. So then their decision comes. He wanted it to be an honest decision. Is it good for the city of Cleveland or not? So that's a pshat in Sayne Matanis Yechia. That to hate gifts, Yechia Yavchias, you're not bought out, you're not beholden, you're not a person who owes so many. Oh, they talk about this a lot in politicians who are like sold out to special interest groups and can't at this point have no opinions of their own. In private people, in us, it's relevant. It's relevant many times, people who sell out and are not entitled to their opinion, the way it looks to them. That's a bechin of Sayne Matanis Yechia. But I want to tell you a new idea, perhaps. Yisrael B'derech Efshar, in studying in studying Leisachmoid, don't desire other people. It's worth it to be a Yid that we have such a mitzvah in the Torah, Yisrael. I might have a pride. We have a mitzvah in our Torah not to desire another person's thing. Which means, what do you mean? We all desire, which means I can alev maser biyadei. It's a mitzvah daraisa of estapkus, of sameach b'chelkei, to be happy with what I have. I have what I need. My parents, my house, my car, my situation. To be happy with what I have. What I want to suggest on Sayni Matanas Yechya, that we all have a certain art to bring to the world. That's our life. Hashem sent us here to shine for the world, all of us. To shine in art, to bring out a beauty. And we all have situations we'll put in specifically that would let us bring our beauty. We have the upbringing we had, the home we had, the mama we had, the zayda we had, the brother we had, the sister. We have situations specifically to bring out the light we have. I want to claim that a Sinei Matanais, somebody who doesn't look to other people's things. The root of hating gifts is I'm not looking towards other people's things. Perhaps, now I do want to say, the Rambam on Sinei Matanas Yechya says, Ella Yivtach Bashem, trust in Hashem. Now I want to say, Pashapshat, the way I learned my whole life, and I'm not saying for sure I'm right. The Pashup Shad of Sinei Matanas Yechya and the Rambam, who says, Ella Yivtach Bashem, trust in Hashem. The Pashup Shad is people get reliant, we're here to have a connection to Hashem, to discover Hashem runs the world. A lot of people who want gifts become reliant on human beings. Their whole focus and thought, I hope that person gives me, they become very reliant on people. Sinei Matanas is rely on Hashem. I rely on Hashem. That's the simple pshat. That's how I learned the Rambam my whole life. I'm suggesting and wondering and saying, is it possible that a Sinei Matanas Yechi is a different type of betachen? Not just I rely on Hashem to provide for me. I say that I have what I need and I need what I have. The geder, the oimek of a Sinei Matanas, I'm not looking by him. By what he has, what he can give me, how he could take care of me. I actually embrace the situation I have, the things I have. That perhaps is the oimek of a Sinei Matanas. If that's what it is, I hear the Yechyad, he'll live. That person will shine their art. I happen to think that what brings out chen, people everybody likes, there's like a tremendous chen, is people who accept their roles. They accept their situation is a tremendous, tremendous chen in a person. They accept their situation. And a certain estapkus b'mashe yeshlei, they satisfy what they have. It's interesting. I'll tell you like a Gemara brachas. We're learning brachas. And I'll tell you a chiddush in brachas. Midday rice in order to bench, how much food does somebody have to have? Midaraisa. Savata, you have to be satisfied, you have to be full. Midaraisa, you have to be full. I'm not hungry anymore. I'm satisfied. My mama doesn't like when we say full. She said cows get full. She likes when we say satisfied. Sviya, satisfied. Mamish. Not hungry anymore, I'm satisfied. That's what satiated. Thank you for the word satiated. Satiated. I've eaten enough, I'm satiated. That is what Revezi said, and that's Midaraisa. By the way, I want to tell the guys, and maybe this will support Nachum Wolf, maybe it will support Michal's garbage, and put your bottles in his garbage, not on the floor, and not on the other, and don't put garbage in his bottle thing. Only bottles in there, by the way. But I want to say to the Chevra, you're eating maish. There's a little advertisement, maybe for Nacha, maybe Michal, maybe just get water from the sink. It's a big zach you wash for pizza, Chevra. I beg the Chevra, take a drink. First of all, the Olim should drink enough. Now, you don't have to buy. If you want to get a drink from the sink, if you buy, it's a good zach also. But but Rabbi Sayyid, get a drink. It's very simple. First of all, the chevra should drink enough. You got to drink. But you should know many shittas, the shittas harishayim, that in order to be mechoyiv and benching midaraisi, you have to have food and drink. If you're thirsty, you're not mechoyiv and benching. V'chalta v'savata, satisfied, means food and drink. Do you know you can get a mitzvah daraisa and you're benching, you take a drink. A guy eats and he drink later on benches. It wasn't mechoyiv midaraisa. Take a nice drink. Now you're mechoyiv midaraisa. I try, b'li neder. I wash on pizza when I go to the dining room and I wash. I try if there's pizza to make sure to get a drink during the meal. Because I want my benching to be daraisa. And the savata rishayim say is only daraisa with a drink. So it's a kedai thing to get a drink of water. Maybe even buy a sari and then put the bottle in Michal's garbage. And no other garbage, just the bottle. Empty it out and put it in there. Lemaisa. The v'chalta v'savata, satisfied, it could be food and drink. So next time, Yoni, you wash for pizza, what do? You take a cup of shahakal, preferably buying a seltzer from Lachem, and preferably distributing the bottle afterwards in... How many times are we repeating this? Okay, this. But l'maisa, that's v'chalta v'savata v'racha. Says the Gemara, Klal Yisrael is machmir. We have a chumrah that we bench even on a kezayis or a kebeyim. Machlokes tanayim. Even we have less. We just have a kebeyim or a kezayis. Klal Yisrael is machmir. And we bench even on less. Midarais, that's only the savata if you're satisfied, satiated. We are machmir, us yidden. The Gemara says something so interesting. The Gemara asks a question. It says, Yisa, the Kaihanim give us a bracha. Davening for the Amid, I love benching the tzibur. And you get to give a bracha. It's Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Normally only the Kaihanim amongst us. Do we have any Kaihanim here today? Michal, he's like the answer to everything today. Maybe I should say again to drop in his bracha. But Michal's a Kaihan here. Michal Charach. Normally only the Kaihanim. Normally, only the Kehanim get to bench Am Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, a big mile Eretz Yisrael has many milas. You have Birchas Kehanim every single day of the week. Are you a Kayan, Martha? Good to mention. But Kehanim in Eretz Yisrael, how come in America they don't say Birchas Kehanim every single day? So the answer is Svardim do. Svardim bench every single day. What? What do you say? Why don't Ashkenazim do it? I was in the summer. In the summer, Nachum doesn't know how much money he just made. He doesn't even know. Really, in Pesach, at my mishpacha, we go to a hotel. And it came to my attention that on Chol HaMoed there's a Sfaradish minyan. Now during Yom Tov itself, I daven Ashkenazic. I have cheshbonus. I daven Ashkenazic minyan. More used to the davening. I have cheshbonus. On Chol HaMoed I don't have obligations mitzad the place. I actually like davening by the Sfaradim. I get Birchas Kehanim. It's very zis. I get Birchas Kehanim. It's interesting. I daven there, and right after they asked me to speak, I daven with them. They said, "No, kavod harav, like darshan." So I wasn't really prepared, but I said, "I'll ask you a question. If you answer my question, let me ask you a question, and then I'll darshan." It's interesting when they did birchas kehanim. Did you ever see this, Michal? Normally, birchas kehanim is the chazan says yivarechicha, and the kehanim respond yivarecha. Hashem, Hashem, yishmerecha, yishmerecha. You've seen this. By the Svardim there, and they told me it's their minug, I think it's the Syrian minug, the chazan doesn't say yivarechicha. They all make the bracha and berchas kehanim, and the kehanim say yivarecha, and then the rest, the chazan says Hashem, they say Hashem, v'yishmerecha, v'yishmer panav v'ilecha, v'choneka, but the chazan doesn't say yishmerecha, yivarechicha. You ever saw this, Michal? Only the first word, the chazan doesn't say. So I asked them why, and they said, we don't know. They don't know. They didn't know. I have two theories. You ever saw this, Daniel? I davened with them on Pesach, and I asked. There is, I think, they said that Rav Avad Yosef was against this. He said the Chazal should do the whole thing. But there is such a minig by the Svardim. You've ever heard this minig, Shems? I saw them. They went right to be a Berechicha. I had two theories. One theory, Maishla, was the Kahana made a bracha. They want to get right to the mitzvah. If the Chazan goes first, it's like a hefsek. So they want to get Yivarecha right to the mitzvah. Maishi, that was one of my theories. That out's the hefsek, Daniel.
Hefsek for who? The Kohanim?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that said the Chazan, because he's being a Shemek on with the Rachas, and now he's talking.
Interesting. If you hold as a tzivoy on the tzibur to get benched, the Menchas Chenech brings such a daya, so then I could hear the hefsek. Pashtus, let's assume, I should say Pashtus, it's only a mitzvah Kohanim. Yeah, yes, they went right to Berechicha, that's Shehiya. They want to get start their mitzvah. My second theory is it's asked that how can the Chazan say Yivarechicha? It says Kaisavarchu, that's an Isser for Yisrael to bless Kla Yisrael. The Pashta says the Chazan's not blessing, he's just helping the Kohanim. It could be to show he's not benching, he doesn't say the Gan Sezach. He wants to show he's not the one benching Am Yisrael. The Kohanim are, and there's a Kaisavarchu. I don't know the answer, what the reason for this minute, but that is their minute. What? The answer is he's not benching the tzibur. He's helping the kohanim. Wow, Yitzla is a bomb kasha. How do you say Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerech on a regular day? Kaisivarchu. Beautiful kasha. Only kohanim are allowed to bench. How does the chazan have a right to say Yivarechecha? What's wrong? Why do they call Yitz? Why do they call Yitz? I have no idea. Aryeh. No, Aryeh. Only Aryeh. Only Aryeh. This is Aryeh and only. Aryeh, yes, Sabam Kasher. Aryeh Kohn. This is, it's relevant to Shaduch and Nevezi. This is Aryeh. What Aryeh did in Yeshiva, but always does, the whole year, but it really brought out, to watch him Kalua ran the whole Zach with Midas Tavis. I don't want to say underrated, because he's rated one of the most talented guys in Yeshiva. The word underrated, one of the most humble talented guys, doesn't put it on in every zach. He's just talented, and the way he gives it so humbly to the Yeshiva, to others, is nifla. Thank you, Aryeh. So Aryeh, yes, the bomb kasha, chevra.
I'm saying Shaka Snap,
let us
Everybody has ideas, right?
Everybody has ideas. Aryeh, yes. Lebedick next to me. Maishi, you break it up. Maishi, it sounds like we need a strong guy next to me. maybe both of you together. So, could you red and blue? Your tiny red and blue are still in there, like. The Kitzer is Aryeh. How do the Yisraelim ever? How does a Chazan ever, and every morning, say Varechicha to the Tzibur? Says Kaisavarchu Espenes. Only Kehanim are allowed to bench, and here a Chazan gets up and benches. Now Aryeh could ask, what about every Friday night? So there you could tie, and it's not Bishas Tefillah, but here's Mamish Bishas Tefillah. What do you say, Shems? They're not up there. They're not by the. They're not up there. He's by the Chazan seat. I'm asking every Friday night, the father blesses his son. Some say, Arya, that it's only be Precess Yad, spreading out the hand. So then that would matter. He's not spreading out his hand. It's a very good question how the Chazan does the Yivarechicha. It's very instructive to me, Arya, that by. It's interesting to me that by this group of Svardim, the Chazan doesn't say Yivarechicha. It's cool. So Hashem the Yishmerech, he doesn't say Yivarechicha. Lemaisa, I now have to remember where I was headed with all this. Rav Ezi, we're in the world. You saved the whole thing, Rav Ezi.
No, you see.
Shut up, young son.
So the Gemara says like this: one of the brachas the Kohanim give us. That's very important to quote Rav Ezi. First of all, always I'm a David b'shem Raimer, and I say with that it's Nageh Shadochim Avada. Rav Ezi says saying Gishmak and remind save the whole shir. Rav Ezi, the Gemara says that the Kohen benches us that Hashem should show us favoritism. Yisa Hashem panim elecha.
Favoritism.
Yisa Hashem shminay say panim. Hashem should like look at us. We all want to be looked at by somebody. We say Hashem should like favor us. Yisa Hashem panim. Is Hashem should look at you. Should like he's on your side. Frek the Gemara. It's usher for a judge to show favoritism. Frek the Gemara in Brachis. Then what does it mean? Yisa Hashem panim. Hashem should show favoritism to Klal Yisrael. You're not let Yisa panim. You're not let a shchas v'shal medayin is not let us show favoritism. You judge fair and square. Answers the Gemara, very interesting answer, that since we bench on a Kezias or a Kebeya, Ki'ilu Hashem, what do you want from Hashem? Like they bench me on a Kezias or a Kebeya, so on such people, like there's no choice but to show favoritism. The Gemara connects benching on a Kezias or a Kebeya to the favoritism Hashem shows us.
Elio says,
what's gate on this mitzvah? We do a lot of good stuff. This one gives us the favoritism of Hashem. I want to tell you that my kids told me, and they're right, and Pashtus is even shot in the Gemara. It could be one of them said this Fasemis, I don't want to blame it, but I think one of them quoted it. But my kids taught me, and they're right, that people who are loved are very accepting of their circumstances. Somebody who's deeply accepts themselves. Somebody's always trying to be somebody else. You don't have chen. I want you. When somebody's accepting of self, of their circumstance, of their situation, gives a lot of chen. People like such a person. And perhaps the Gemara says that somebody who benches on less, this is what I have. I'd love to have a sviya, but I have a kezayis and a kebeya, and the person thanks Hashem for what they have. Is a bechin of a stop because mashiyeshle. She says, "I can't help. That's the mitzias of the world. There's chen to such a person. Everybody likes such a mensch, and Hashem gives a chen. Yisa Hashem panav. That's what it means. I thought it's brilliant. Perhaps that's the gedder of Sayne Matanis Yechia. Sayne Matanis is I'm not looking for what he has. You know, what I have, what I've been given, This is the Bechina. Perhaps that's the Yechia, the tremendous R that a person accepts their station. I want to say to us all, Sameach Bechelkoi, to mamish embrace our circumstance, is the Chi of the Reis of Leis Achmed. All the Rishonim speak it out, and we're capable internally of being there, not just externally. There's not an external thing. Halev Maser. Now slowly, be patient with oneself, talk to ourselves, go on walks. But ultimately, a deep place of accepting of my life, the circumstance of my life, with its vicissitudes, with its challenges, with its difficulties, but a deep acceptance of one's life is the mitzvah of Leis Achmed. Mamish Kipshutai, that's the mitzvah of Leis Achmed. This vart that the Ben Ezra famously says of the Ben Kfar, that the villager doesn't desire the Bas Melech, it's not shaykh to me. He said if a person could come to a deep place, I have to say this to the Chav, we're in the middle of Shaivivim, I want guys to hear this. I believe this, that normal people don't listen to the world. There's this normal people, normal, and the Torah tells us this. A normal guy is shayach to come slowly to bring himself to a place. The only yoifi in his world that's nagei is his wife's yoifi. Nothing else nagei. Not nagei. It's not shayach to me. The only yoifi is his wife. It's possible because the Torah tells us it's possible. And alev maser la'adam, a person can come, the only pretty in the world, his wife. It's not. Working with himself, halev maser ladam, working with his heart, good conversations, and he learns, not shy, no shaykhis to me. No shaykhis to me. What? No shaykhis to me. a person shaykh to come that he has his world, but he has to be patient with himself. Don't. It doesn't help shaming oneself. It helps going on walks and talking to self-talk. What's my world? What's shaykh to me? And a person could profoundly embrace what shaykh to him. Who is the person in history? I said that chayn is when somebody accepts their world. Give me a person who's known to have tremendous chayn, and the Gemara speaks about this tzaddik's chayn. What? Yosef HaTzaddik. Yosef HaTzaddik, it says of chayn, the whole Mitzrayim, an entire country, went crazy from Yosef HaTzaddik. It says they were all trying to like get his attention. A country, a lone yid in a country, went wild. He was blessed with chayn. Where did he get chayn from, says the Gemara? Because his ayin was loizan. His eye did not get satisfaction. Masha'ena shalai, it's not mine. I want guys, Rabbi say, there's a world out there looking at bad stuff. I want guys to, all of us, to be mechazek, honest, don't shame, go on walks and learn what's shayach to me. My world, meine Welt. Really talk to yourself. Yosef HaTzaddik was a bechin of ayin loizan b'mashen ha'shalai, it's not mine. So cool to me that he didn't say it's usur, it's bad, it's not mine. And what was Yosef's midah chayin? Everybody loved him. It's the midah of satisfied. Maizach, the whole country went wild. From a guy whose ayin was leizan mimashen ha'shalai. Nishmein, it's not mine. It's not shayach to me. I want the things shayach to me. I want that. But it comes a deep acceptance for my situation. Maizachin. Stay in your things, our things. It is shayach. A person needs work. Halev Maser. A guy's married and pretty in the world's his wife. There's no pretty is his wife. That is no shaykhs. No shaykhs. Doesn't have shaykhs. A human being. It says leisach meneshes riecha. We're shaykh to this. We're shaykh. We have to work. Halev Maser lelev. I'm not talking about shaming oneself. And if other thoughts come, go on a walk and talk. Talk about what you have, what your mission is, what your tafkid. Lean into what you have, celebrate what you have, gain a strength from what you have. We have a beautiful chelik. Yosef HaTzaddik is kuloi b'chinas, ayin loizon mash'ina shaloi. His eye is not taking what's not his, nish minor, it's not mine. It's not mine. What are you talking? I have my zachen. I have my things. His ayin's not zon mash'ina shaloi. And what Yosef HaTzaddik is blessed with, chayn, the whole country goes wild over him. It's the opposite of a person who doesn't embrace themselves. They're massive. He's not wild over him. Others aren't wild over him. The chayn is very, very connected to this midah. It's very cool that Klal Yisrael benches on less. And Hashem says, I show favor to them. I just can't help but look at them. I can't take my eyes off these people. They bench even on a kazayis, a kibay. What they have, they thank me for. I can't take my eyes off such people. And mamish, on them, that's how I made the world. That's mamish to me. That's how the world works. And the people who thanks for what they have, who mamish thank what they have. In a crowd, I was talking about a shul. I'm always in the shtayim, in a shul. The Rav, amazing, wonderful. At Tzaddik, he's teaching Torah, amazing. The Gabbai, he's organizing. Azal, leader, amazing. The most equally, like the yid in the shul, who's like, you know what I'm talking about, Yehuda. There's a guy in the shul who's been listening to the shiurim for like 40 years. And he's like not trying to grab anything. And he comes as the Rav's drasha. I think they're like the most beautiful yidin on planet Earth. It's like, I can't believe such yidin. They're like, Sameach b'chelkom. Histapkos mashi yeshlem. Mamish sefriden. His station, his place, where he's at. There's like the whole world, but this is Sameach b'chelkom. He's mamish and aseris hadibris yid. That's leisachmoid. That's ultimately all of leisachmoid, all of not being chaymed, masha'ena shaloi, is that deep space of profound acceptance to what a person has. Huda, is there a more beautiful guy in the world, Huda? You have to draw such a guy. You have to draw it. He's the guy. The whole shul like stands on him. It's pashut. It says in Olam Haba, Olam Hafach Reisi. It says Olam Haba is backwards. Where in our world, there's like people, the shul are holding up the shul. In Olam Haba, this is the guy. The whole shul stands on him. It's a certain team player, a certain guy who accepts his role. He accepts Sameach Bechelka. What his place is. I spoke during lunch about Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, his younger brother, takes over for him. He's fired from running Klal. He says, young brother, and Belibay, inside, he's Sameach. Irach v'samach Belibay. He's happy. He's happy with what he has, happy for his brother. We're learning brachas now. We learned the story this morning. I gave Sharon a story this morning, and one detail I left out, I spoke about it during lunch. Me and Maishi went wild. Rav Gamliel was fired from running the yeshiva. He was fired. And that day, he comes to yeshiva and handles the learning. I like nishtoimim, like every part of him inside should be like, I pick it. It's like crazy. You fire a Rebbe, and the next day, the replacement Rebbe comes to shir, and he's there. Samach b'libay. A person could come to Madragas of Tzufriden Mitzich. I'm happy with what I have, with my station, my position, he can come there. The wave is Maser. Our hearts belong to us. We're Shaykh. Don't shame when you think other ways. We all get jealous. Go on walks. Talk. Bring it places. That's what I say for the Chevra Mesh. How cool to get such a place. And we have a Torah that asks us to get to such a place. It's a Pella. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. You want to bring it right into prayer?
Let's
yeah.
go!
Bring it, very good, very good. It's a good
entrance way.
It's a good entrance way. It's interesting. I've been asking Shlomo and I in our travels. I've been asking Shlomo. I'm not setting up this song right now. We're not doing it right now. But I've been asking Shlomo a lot to sing Lecha Amar Libi. That my heart says, representing Hashem Bakshupanai. That song attracts me a lot. And a lot of what I'm drawn to is the possibility that our lev, the inside, we could be miyasher, our lev. L'yishre lev simcha. Halev maser ladam. You could be miyasher, your lev. We think like the inside pulls me here, tells me crazy stuff. With the right patience, we can get our lev to beautiful places. And actually, the last of Aseres HaDibros is Leis Achmed, is slowly work with yourself and get your lev to beautiful places. You can, with patience. Don't beat up, don't shame the bad to it. Work with it. Work with it. Work and talk and think. We can, with a hug, with a smile and a hug, we can get our lev to beautiful places. Halev maser ladam. The heart is given the line of the chinuch that our heart has given to us. Amazing where we could get to, Maish. I'm like moved that there's such, and the mitzvah d'oraisa command. That's amazing. That I could bring it into my existence. Like, yeah, it is amazing. It's amazing. We're capable of practically, we're not just like, yeah, not just animals. We're like, okay, I have an issue. No. We're capable of like bringing them to Zaman. Very brilliant what you're saying. That my body could accept Nisham and like live with it. Every part of me. You know what he said from Rai Shapiro? We say in Asher Yatzar, we thank Hashem for our body, and then we say, Mafli Lasais. Hashem makes wonders, and it means that the neshama is attached to our body. And he said from Rai Shapiro that we're thanking Hashem, not that we have a neshama, it's a theoretical, if we can't connect to that. He means that our body could actually be humble to the neshama and work tzaman, work together. Every part of us, the physical part, can be humbled and work with the neshama and work tzaman and together with the neshama. That's what he's saying, the Mafli Lasis. Yeah, shtark. Leisachme tells me that's true. I think, but again, don't shame it. Don't shame it. What? To desire. To be chaymer is to desire. I need to sing Peel Off the Klipa because this is so empowering to me that our inside could be pure. It's Klipa. It's when we see, we think, it's so the opposite of what we think, Daniel. We tend to, before I met the Chevra here, so I think like the inside's me when I'm stuck. And the outside, I try to like put on layers. It's the opposite. Peel off the Klipa. The thoughts, you could work slowly and we could direct, and that, all that's Klipa, the undirected Chemda. We could actually get to a deep place inside that loves ourselves, loves our mission, that chose our mission, by the way. We chose what we are and who we are, what our situations are. This is our Kiddush HaMayim we can bring. Shlomo, could you bring it? I should have been thinking. Yeah, we get that. That's a cycle to the year for reasons. Everybody together, let's go.
Peel off the clippers, see the benignus. Every year has a neshama.
Hell yeah, hell yeah, yoga. One time.
Peel off the clippers.
Just out, yeah, no, no. Shh.
So these are pure, so precious, the shamis of Yeden, the shamis of Yeden, ah, Yeden. So these are pure, so precious, the shamis of Yeden. Peel off the clippers,
like
see the benignus. Every year has a neshama. Peel off the clippers, see the benignus. Every year has a neshama. Shabbos of Yedin, Nishamis of Yedin.
Yeah. Cheresh. Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Shlomo. Thank you.
Yaakov, tomorrow, go to my car to Shul. There's a play for 5 times. Shlomo, what time tomorrow is it in the show?
Check in the time. Oh. 8 p.m. So we have to leave here at around 5:30.
Can I go with Eddie?
What?
It's great to have my own car there. I might just go home.
So come with me.
Yeah.
5:15. I think 5:15-ish. 5, maybe 5, 8. We have to be there in time. We'll eat out after this.
Oh.
I love that song. Whose song is it?
Stop looking!
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.